T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kevin Witkos is here, serving the 8th District. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Independence Day early.
Are you as confused as I am? I swore yesterday was Friday.
Today seems like Saturday already.
It does. Absolutely right. I woke up this morning and went, oh, yeah, I still work Saturdays. Well, today I am. So what all is going on? Because there are a couple of things that we do want to talk about. The thing that I do want to get into, because we've talked to you, you're kind of our go-to guy when there's something going on in law enforcement, firearms, whatever the heck it may be. You were a police officer for how long in Canton?
28 years.
Okay. So you spent a lot of times on the street.
I did, you know, and I think with everything that's happening around the country, people want to act and react and figure out how do we make sure that there's police are held accountable for their actions. And there's been a committee established, one that's been established for a while, but the Judiciary Committee and Public Safety are looking at some initiatives that we could potentially vote on in a special session. And I think these are some of the low-hanging fruit. They make sense on some of the things that they want to do. For example, they're looking at making sure for recruitment. We've already done that in the past, but try to really focus on hiring and promoting folks that are representative of their community within the local police departments.
Sure.
Making sure that municipalities can establish citizen review boards to, you know, review police misconducts and complaints and things like that. The body cameras, the dash cams, but, you know, from our perspective, we want to make sure that municipalities are funded that way. We don't want it to be an unfunded mandate because it's very costly.
Absolutely.
To those things. Some other disciplinary actions, you know, potentially taking away a police officer's pension if they're found negligent or guilty of a crime in the commission of their job.
Right.
Preventing chokeholds, you know, that's a no-brainer. Some of the other things that I'm a little concerned about, prohibit no-knock warrants. Usually a judge has to sign that, so you already have an independent party looking at that.
Right.
We have to make sure that if you're an officer, you're on duty, and you see another officer acting out of the scope of their duties, you have a duty to intervene, too. So some of these things are really measures that nobody would argue with. One of the things that the Senate Republicans have been asking for a long time is the creation of an independent inspector general to conduct independent investigations outside of the attorney general's office, which is a political office. And they can do not only police type things, but all for a wide range of inspections and investigations. And that's something that I'm hoping that we can get through during the special session.
I used to read a lot of Joe Wambo books. And, you know, like the New Centurions and the Choir Boys and all that. And even back in those books, they were talking about the chokehold. You know, Roscoe Rules is one of the characters in one of the books called it Doing the Chicken. You know, where you can't,
right.
You know, that's been an issue now for about, I think that, who is the guy who got killed in New York for selling single cigarettes? Freddie Gray was? No, that was.
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but yeah.
That's what they did to him, and that's what they did to George.
Right, and they wanted to, initially the thought was to ban chokeholds and then ban all types of holding points, but that's not good. I'm glad they've been able to scale it back to really anything that would cut off oxygen flow to through the neck to the brain, and that makes sense to me. But there are other arm bar controls that police officers really need in the performance of their duties to use the least amount of force to effect an arrest.
Yeah, you know, and I think the other thing is, and back to a point you made just a few minutes ago, is, you know, I've lived in Avon for a long time. You, of course, lived in Canton for a long time. And there you kind of knew who the law enforcement officers were. And it kind of was a, there was a little personal touch there, you know what I mean? I think in a lot of places, you know, the cops really aren't integrated into the community at all.
Well, this goes right against, and I'm just dumbfounded with this defund the police movement, which makes absolutely no sense to me. It is the wrong message to be sending. You know, we want more cops in our schools to integrate with the students in a non-confrontational right. manner, so they become buddies. They know Officer Kevin or Officer Ray on the street
right.
As they get older, and that's the type of intervention you want to have in a relationship building with our communities. I remember in Bridgeport when they, you know, we had all these shootings down there, the chief of police came in and said, well, we're going to make sure we put the neighborhood cop back on the block.
Yeah.
Well, now you want to do away with that? That doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all. And, you know, I don't think it needs to go as far as having the cop live in the community. But nevertheless, I do think, you know, he was the chief of police in Hartford for a while. And he was big into the cops walking a beat. You know, I can't remember his name.
Well, I think that might be Commissioner Ravella, who's now the
is he into it too? Okay,
Of the state police.
Yeah, this is like years ago, light years ago, but you know, I got to know him fairly well. Decent guy, but anyway, that was his deal. You know, you've got to get to know the people that you're working with, and working with is the operative word.
Absolutely, and that's part of the thing is once you get to know who the kids are. I've always said 90% of the problems with the police are from 10% of the population. So once you get to know that 10% of the population, there may be something really minor. You just say, hey, knock it off. This is, you know, the person, you know, go home without going any further. But, you know, I just don't understand the rationale and the cry for people to defund the police and the protest out in California where they're creating a police free zone. Mind-boggling to me.
Well, how did that Chaz thing, the capital area, whatever the heck it was, changed its name? What did they, they were police-free. They had their own little internal police department. One was like a would-be rapper, and I mean, you know, carrying an AK-47. I mean, I'm sorry, there are rules that you, as a cop, you know, and I think once a cop, you're always a cop, but okay, just like a Marine. But I mean, the point is, you know, you there are rules that control the way what you can do and what you can't do, right?
Right. We live in a society where we abide by the rule of law. And if we don't enforce the laws that have been enacted, it's going to be anarchy everywhere.
Yeah. So what exactly is the status? Is this something that will be brought up in the next legislative session? Where exactly are we on this? And how much of this really needs to be done?
Well, I think we're looking at the end of July for a special session to come back in. And what I'm hearing, there may be only two matters that we're going to be voting on, potentially absentee ballot and then the police accountability bill. So there is movement. I think something has to be done. Things that we went over, they're kind of low-hanging fruit. I don't know necessarily
yeah.
we have to put them in state statute because I think it's common practice. But if that's what makes people feel a little bit better. Some folks wanted to go a lot further than that, but I would absolutely be opposed to that unless there's a public hearing where you have both sides give them, right. them the ability to weigh in, because we're making huge changes that's being proposed. And I think the stuff that we just went over kind of makes sense.
Okay. The you know, as far as the defund the police, there's that. But the other thing is, and I think, you know, are you guys getting a fair break? And I'm speaking of you as a former law enforcement officer. It just seems to me there are people who, as you're talking about that 10% of the population, who just, you know, are there such things as bad people?
There are, right? You know, and until we get to the point where people call the police for everything that you wouldn't even think it would be a police matter. For example, my neighbor's music is kind of loud. Call the police, have them go turn it down. Can you go knock on your neighbor's door and say, hey, do you mind turning it down a little bit, I'm trying to sleep?
Right.
Those are the types of incidents where police get called for everything. And most of the times, it's a love-hate relationship with the police. You love them because you need them, because for either an accident report or medical call or a domestic situation, or you don't want to see them because they're in your rearview mirror because you're speeding or doing something wrong.
So, lighten you up.
You know, it's not like a fireman. Oh, we love the fireman. It's you know, the police, you'll love them or you hate them based on the circumstance.
Depending on the situation. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but I think the most dangerous situation, talking about those incidents that cops get involved in and caught in the middle, is the domestic. That apparently is one of the riskiest things you can do.
Absolutely, because you know you're responding to a tense situation, and you hope that the people that are arguing with each other don't turn on you.
And
you don't
know. And sometimes they do.
They're all inside the house, and sometimes they do. So it's extremely dangerous for police officers. And that happens from the smallest bedroom communities to our large urban areas. So, you know, I thank God every day for the men and women that put their lives in the line every single day to protect us and serve us.
Yeah. The other thing they did in Avon, they had a police academy, Citizens Police Academy. And Chief Martino invited me to be part of it, and other people were in there. And we had to do a stop, okay, a traffic stop, and it was night. And so the scenario was, it's 2 o'clock coming out of the Walmart there on 44. You see somebody kind of suspicious, so you just want to see what they're up to. And so, you know, you light them up, you walk in, you put the spotlight on them so you can see, and you walk up there. That is like nerve-wracking. And it turned out one of the guys, I can't remember who it was, which officer, but he had a blank gun. So you never know at any moment, you know, somebody could, who knows what could happen.
Yeah, I mean, every situation, even from a routine traffic stop, could be turned deadly because you don't know where that person's coming from, what they were just involved in. So you have to take every precaution every minute. And that's what puts a lot of stress on police officers for the ups and downs on their stress levels, depending on what they're doing.
Years on the job will just take it away from you. So there you go. Hey, Kevin, thanks for being on. We will talk again during the session, maybe even the special session.
Yeah, happy 4th, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Kevin Witko, state senator. He serves the 8th District.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.